You're listening to Fakeologist Audio, a periodic audio where I explore the world of media fakery. You can find my blog at fakeologist.com, where you'll find all the links to the live stream and audio archives. You will also find links to my sublogs, forums, email, PayPal, Twitter, and YouTube. We now use Discord for all our interactive audio and text. To join in on any live conversation, go to our main page and connect to the Discord server on the right, or visit bit.ly/fakechat. Now, here's your host, the Fakeologist, Aberrata. All right, well, good afternoon, everybody. It's August 19th, 2018. This is going to be a Fakeologist 55 because I want to limit myself to 55 minutes. So let me just play the opening. Do I have a bumper? Yeah, I do. Sorry, opening intro. You're listening to Fakeologist 55, where we go over the week's Fakeologist news in just 55 minutes. If you'd like to support independent media such
all right.
as this,
I'm going to start up the
PayPal subscription.
The stopwatch now. I'm a little disorganized
now, here
today.
Are your hosts, Aberrata.
Chaotic, I would say.
All right, I am disorganized. You know, because what happened was I got Spotify. I had it on my computer before, but I thought I'd just try it out again because apparently it has a ton of songs on it, just about all the songs, and it's a little easier, I suppose, than what I used to do is go to YouTube and rip the music and then put it on my hard drive, which is a better way. And I don't pay for Spotify yet. They have a free version, but they have so many songs on there, and it's so much easier just to flip around by artist as opposed to YouTube, where, of course, you have to search, and they're uploaded usually by different people, not so much the music companies, and it's a little harder to find. And the ones that are uploaded by people sometimes have long intros, or they're different, or they're for karaoke. So I'm just trying this out a little bit on Spotify. So this is Fakeologist 55, so I have started the timer, and this is only to limit me to 55 minutes, and it's going to be hard to cram everything I want to tell everyone into 55 minutes, but luckily, Faye doesn't have an agenda today. She doesn't have a list of things she wants to talk about. So she's very gracefully decided to come along for the ride and just listen to me babble and hopefully interject and ask a few questions here and there if I start to not make sense. So, Faye, hello.
You make great sense, Ab. Thank you for inviting me for today. And I'm sorry that I'm not prepared, really, because I'm really absorbed with the Fakeopedia work and maybe if I get a chance, I'm going to talk about it a little bit later.
Yes. Well, yeah, that would be fantastic. There's so much to talk about, as always. It's been a pretty nice summer here in Toronto. I heard it's been very warm and very pleasant in Europe. So if you believe that the weather is manipulated or there's any human intervention, which I don't, by the way, on a grand scale, we could just say that whoever created this place is doing us all a favor and giving us a nice, very pleasant summer.
That's a good art to look at it. We have had really also a very great summer, and we still have a great summer, but we have too few rain.
Yeah.
So, but I actually cannot ascribe to that hypothesis that it is a destruction of human nature or something that is happening. Although I believe that the environment is, of course, influenced by so many cars and industries and airplanes, etc. But I don't believe that there is some kind of global warming or they change every day. They change the theories. One day they are talking about global warming, then global freezing, then whatever.
If you live long enough, they all come around a few times.
Yes, exactly.
And unfortunately
so let's enjoy
for you and
the
I.
Summer.
We're living long enough at this point in terms of seeing everything for the second or third or fourth iteration. So both of us are in our fifth decade. So it's not something I like to dwell on, but as you get to our age, you start realizing that the sands of time are now going more into the bottom than at the top, which means your time is running out in a way, which I don't like to dwell on it again, but You do think about it more, I believe.
Yes, and you value your time more, and you decide more strictly, maybe, or more with the heart, what you are going to do with your time. I think these are some good points of becoming older.
Yeah. Well, I spend most of my time consuming media, and most of it, I believe, is fake in the sense that it's not Donald Trump fake. He took that word away from me and you. But most of it is orchestrated, and the only way to figure out what's going on in the world is to study the 9/11 psychological operation, HRDPARNDNGH. And the best place to study all that is on Fakeologist.com. And Fakeopedia, which is what you've been working on a lot. And you said to me just before we started that you're doing a lot of 9/11 stuff there.
Yes, that's true. But you forgot to mention Clues Forum and September Clues, because that's the inspiration, I believe, also in your biography, as I understood it.
Yes, you're right.
You started having been inspired by September Clues. That's the same with me.
Yeah,
I actually started there, but I really inspired. I got from Fakeologist.com, because there I found a more open, let's say, environment. Yeah, where you can talk, even if you are not some expert or something. On September Clues, there is always that you have to have some research to present in order to participate.
Yeah.
That's why, maybe why many people do not subscribe to that forum. I mentioned that because there is now running actually a discussion on on Clues Forum.
Mm-hmm.
It has started with somehow essay by Hoi Polloi about the meaning of the forum and how it was managed by him as an administrator. It is raising very interesting points.
He's a great philosopher.
Yes, I believe that too, and he's very inspirational for me. One of the more inspirational persons around. I believe he's a person, that's why I say that.
I've met him, he's a person.
Yes.
He's the only fakeologist type person I've ever met.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. You haven't met Simon Schuck?
No, and he's in America. I'm not sure he's close to me now. He's probably just as close now as he was in Italy. I think he's in Arizona, but I'm not sure where they are. But yeah, I would have liked, I'd like to meet Simon just to thank him a lot, because as Rollo has said many times, there's really nobody else that's really spelled it out as clearly. And I think he's right. It's been 6 years since I've been studying this. I think he's right. He's still right. And it's too bad I know he's passionate about his Tycho's thing, which I'm not, but I really enjoy any analysis that he does on media fakery. And he has just an eye
lately,
for finding things.
Hmm. Yes, and lately he jumped onto the latest Italian SIO, which happened, the Genoa Bridge demolition.
Collapse. Yeah, I call
collapse.
It. Collapse. Yeah, I actually made a YouTube video today. And that's, and guys, don't worry, the show goes all over the place. Sometimes we break it up into 5 minute intervals, but today I'm just going to go 55 minutes and we'll go wherever it takes us. The format is always fluid here. And just so people know what's going on. And yeah, I made a video on that. And that brings me to YouTube again, because I am on YouTube now a little bit. I'm going to try and push that a little more. I tried to get a YouTube phone number, but they won't let me. I even got an American phone line, and they just, I don't know how, I think they're blocking me because I'm trying to subscribe from Canada, but then I'm not sure because I was in Chicago last weekend, and that's why there was no broadcast, and I tried to get a YouTube number, a Google number down there, and they wouldn't let me do it, so. And they don't tell you why. They just say your number sucks. So I guess they just know me, or I'm logged in as myself, Fakeologist, and they're just not giving it to me. So I can't get a phone number. So that's why we're using Skype today. If you're smart enough to be listening live, and I haven't even checked if anyone's listening live right now, you can call in at 518-639-6233. 518-639-6233. That's my Skype in number. You can reach me at Fakeologist, or you can reach Faye at whatever her Skype name is if you want. Connect through that. But if you want to call in, you can certainly do that and break up this 55 minutes, and we could maybe make it longer or double 55. But right now, that's how you reach us. So we're just going to go. We're just going to talk back and forth. But I want to mention. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. No, no. Continue.
You I'm on YouTube. I have FakeTube, which all my favorite videos I put on FakeTube, which is right now my own server using the automatic WordPress system. I didn't realize that automatic and WordPress are now getting kind of activist and starting to crack down on their what they call TOS, terms of service. So apparently, allegedly, Jay Dyer has a WordPress account on their server, and he was terminated. And we can talk about that a little later in the wave of Alex Jones. Now, I have my FakeTube on WordPress's servers. My main blog is on my own server that I pay for somewhere else on what I think is a good host. Okay. So WordPress can't shut that down, although I do use some WordPress server-side components. Now, could they turn those off? I suppose. It wouldn't really affect the blog too much. It wouldn't take away the content. But they could pull and goof around with FakeTube because it's on their server. Now, I'm not publishing anything copyright on there. That would be the only way they could do it. But if I'm going to be included in hate speech, then FakeTube could be negatively impacted. But in the meantime, I just wanted to say that I'm still going to go fishing for new fakeologists on YouTube because that's where all the action is still. So I'm going to post on... I'm going to have two YouTube channels. And they're called Fakeologist YouTube 1 and Fakeologist YouTube 2. So I'm going to start with that for now. Now, the way to get to those channels, because I'm not going to... If YouTube keeps playing shut down the channel games with me, I won't be able to keep telling everyone the funny URL that YouTube gives out. It'd be too tricky. So what I'm doing is I have permanent URLs for my YouTube channels. And it's fakeologist.com/S&Sierra/YouTube1. And quite simply, the second channel is fakeologist.com/S&Sierra/YouTube2. So you can always type in and bookmark those URLs, and it will always take you to whatever YouTube channel is actually alive under my name. I hope that's clear. Because obviously if they shut down a channel, I'll just start up a new one, and you'll just be redirected to wherever I am.
Okay.
So that is my little secret to getting around any ne'er-do-welling by Google and Alphabet and YouTube. And the reason I brought it up is because you brought up the Simon Shack-Genoa bridge collapse.
Yes.
And I actually...
Which is not. I have to explain that. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, go.
That's a very interesting point because I realized it still is correct, or maybe I have to say it otherwise. When the Genoa demolition or collapse happened, Unreal started actually the discussion on safechatfakeologist.com.
Oh, right.
And, yes, and he expanded that discussion with the help of
Xylophilex. Yeah, Xylophilex, yeah.
So the first post was actually on August 14th, the same day when Unreal published that on fakeologist.com. And they investigated it together with Xylophilex. And a week later, I think, Simon published the major demolition job passed off as national tragedy on Clues Forum.
Yeah.
And then the discussion started over there. But just to... what I wanted to say is that the one part of fakeologists did not have maybe knowledge about if it was already discussed on Clues Forum or not. It was parallel and it was in a very good way adding to one another. Mm. So we have actually a very good image or portrait of the whole story, how it unfolded. And if someone wants to study all these links and research that has been done, it can be found on Fakeopedia, and I put the link on the live stream show notes where the entry is the 2018 Genoa Bridge Collapse. There are all the links to Fecologist and to Clues Forum. It's an interesting example how it works. It is somehow like a newsletter of PSYOPs.
Well, that's very good. Entries. And let everyone know that Faye is not missing in action. Faye is hanging out exclusively these days at Fakepedia. Now, I said right from the beginning, I'm not going to be able to be a big contributor or any kind of contributor really at Fakepedia because I just have so much other stuff on the webs to take care of. So I'm happy that whoever wants to adopt it, and Gaia started first and then you came in and you've been busy there ever since. So you're over there. That's great. If you like that format, that's fantastic. And it's an open invitation, of course, for anyone to help you, get some of the material that you think is valuable onto that. So whatever form or thread or way of creating content you would like regarding Fakeology, we have everything. We got forums, we got blogs, we got comments, we got the audio chat. This is a full service system. And we're always flexible, so if somebody punches us in one side, we'll pop up somewhere else. Really.
That's a good method you have.
And quite honestly,
something I wanted to say,
go ahead.
Yeah, just so that we can close maybe afterwards the topic of Fakepedia, which is a little bit more important to me than to everybody else, I think. There was a discussion about one of the older videos and interviews of Brian Staveley that was published on Fakeologist.com, and it led to the discussion of the enterprise or firm ABS, American Bureau of Shipping, which was one of the tenants at the WTC on September the 11th, 2001. And after this discussion, which was between me and Xylophilex, I thought, now that's the moment when we have to start this collection of information in that systematic way that is the Fakepedia, that would allow to have access to every single information about victims, survivors, tenants, alleged whatever names, firms, and other information, so that it can be linked to the research of Clues Forum and Fakeologist.com at least, but maybe also to Let's Roll forums, because there are also some researchers there that have produced, among others Xylophilex himself, that have produced material about that. And for this part of the work, I would be really very grateful, if that's the right word, if someone wants to help me, because the victim report itself is a very complex matter to become structured under the, let's say, structure of the Fakepedia. But that's what I'm doing now, and if someone wants to have a look, it is, of course, very easy to go there. Fakeologist.com/Fakepedia.
Fantastic. And I'm going to start doing what I can with short YouTube videos, and I'll put them on FakeTube as well. That way it won't wreck my blog when the links go dead. And you know the links will go dead. So I'm trying to use just short videos, not too informative, not too much research, just little hooks to see if anyone will come to the blog and help out with FakeTube, with Fakepedia, or just come talk to us on our Fakeologist server. So I created this little small video. It's not too, not much to it, and let's see if people can help propagate it. I'm going to play it, and it's just basically a news clip with a little bit of commentary. Here you go, on the Genoa Bridge collapse.
More bodies were recovered today from that highway bridge collapse in the Italian port city of Genoa. The death toll is now up to 39. The prime minister declared a state of emergency as the search for victims continues tonight. Here is Charlie Daggett in Genoa.
Valentina Galbucera knows how very close she came to plunging over that bridge.
I was died.
You would have died.
Yeah.
The mother of two said the bridge started shaking violently. Then the giant A-frame tower in front of her collapsed like flour.
The cone, yes, fall down like a flower.
Like flour.
That's Tower. And was like also the Twin Towers.
That's why I posted that, because I really couldn't care less too much about every single individual PSYOP, even no matter how big it is. In other countries, I tend to concentrate on Canada because that's where I live, on the North Shores of Lake Ontario in Toronto. But I'm still interested enough to follow some tidbits here and there. And I know this one is probably more interesting to you because it's Europe. We're always interested in something that's closer to home, even though I guess Italy's not that close to you.
It's close. It's very close, actually. Oh, okay. And this viaduct is very important, you know, for the whole traffic in Central Europe. It is a direct shortcut to France.
Oh, okay. I haven't even looked it up.
Yeah, it's a very important piece of...
How far away is it from you, just if you were driving?
Oh, I do not drive, really, you know.
Okay, but if you were driving...
What is it? Let me speculate. Maybe 300 kilometers? Yeah,
okay.
A couple of hours. Four hours, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It's not far away.
Yeah. Well, the reason I posted that is, number one, this woman, you know, I don't want to digress too far because we do have a sub-blog called egi.ecologist.com. This woman looks very manly, but I don't know if she's a man. Some of these actors who are being interviewed, but I digress. But they mentioned that the A-pillar, or one of the suspension pillars, I don't know the exact makeup of this bridge, basically turned to flour. And what does that remind you of in your 9/11 research? Of course, Judy Wood's dustification,
yes.
Where she came up with this, or was handed, or promoted some goofy way to explain the fake video footage where some of the material made of steel, of course, in the Twin Towers, just disintegrated digitally. Now, it disintegrated digitally on the video that was the fake movie. So they, I suppose, decided to come up with some kooky idea that there's this magical weapon that can turn things to digital dust. Not dust in real life, but dust digitally on the screen. And this
is more complicated, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
I interrupt again. Okay. But it is. Look, I am doing a research about the first hours of the live broadcast of CNN at the moment, because there are many live broadcasts, but this is the one which I started with. And in this analysis, I am trying to determine the clues for the alternative narratives that are presented in this live broadcast. This can be found, of course, on the Fecopedia under 9/11 controlled opposition. And one of these, and that's the interesting point now, which I want to mention, one of these clues that is presented during the first hour of the live broadcast of CNN, and for sure also of the other broadcasters, is that the phrase mushroom cloud, and this phrase does serve the purpose to implement an alternative narrative for the interpretation of that psyop, which has to do with a nuclear bomb, possibly, which is in fact one of the controlled opposition narratives, and or this strange free energy laser whatever weapon. Was that understandable? I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, okay, that's very interesting. So in this Italian thing, then, they were trying to explain, I suppose, the phony footage of the bridge collapsing. And perhaps they used maybe the same methodology to create the phony footage. I don't know exactly what I'm looking at because I haven't really studied it, but it looks like something is just sort of disappearing in the video. Now, I suppose if you're creating a phony video with digital effects, then that's how you would get rid of it. You would just turn it to dust. Now, she said it turned to flour, and she also dropped in the Twin Towers reference. I don't know if you heard. Let me play it again, just quickly.
Play it again, yeah.
It was like also the Twin Towers.
There you go.
Dust.
Yes.
Yeah.
She abandoned her car.
Like the Twin Towers. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
And what else did she say? It collapsed like flour.
Flour. Like a flower.
And there? Take a look up. She's looking up, which means she is lying. Yes, she's looking actually up and to the right. And Silverbeam mentioned that when people look up and to the right, I don't think this is scientific, but maybe it's just...
It's empirically correct.
Okay, so it's studied and it's observed. That's what you're saying? Okay, I didn't really... Mm-hmm. So if you look up to the right, that means you are making the story up or recalling a phony story, whatever lines she was given to say. So clearly, I've seen a couple of the so-called survivors of this bridge collapse, and most of them don't even have a scratch on them. And I don't know about you, but just in day-to-day life, when I'm doing things, going around, doing my job, I am banging myself up all the time. I just cut my finger yesterday, just trying to open a gate. So I had a Band-Aid on yesterday. This guy had not one Band-Aid, medical scratch, nothing on him. And then he's showing the van, or the car, whatever he was in, that was smashed, and the thing, nobody would survive that. And he said, yeah, I was sitting there, and today, you know, I'm fine. So just, it's not believable in any stretch of the imagination. So it's clear these people are just actors. They're lying their asses off. And it really aggravates me. Yeah, the bridge did hit the ground, but it was controlled, it was planned, and all these other people are just simply acting out a part. And the net effect, of course, is to bring everyone down and, of course, to maybe later to make change. And it's very disgusting that these people are just simulating death in every which way. And to bring up Dave Jace, they're spiritual murderers. Now they're having a national day of mourning in Italy. The whole...
Yes.
And I was thinking about this today because of you, because... Here they are, they're taking the whole nation down, down, down. They're bringing everyone down. They're bringing all their psyches down, their feelings down. They're making them depressed, and they're going to enact some kind of change, some law that will probably cost everyone a lot of money. And I thought, man, why don't countries ever have national days of love or praise or celebrate births? How many people were born, for instance, in Italy that day? Why don't they celebrate life in that way? Why don't they have a national day of life? And it's relevant to you, of course, because you're now a grandmother, and I know you're
I'm a happy grandmother.
And look at how that has, look how happy that's made you. That's totally changed your probably psychological profile. Because you're celebrating life, not death. These people that rule over celebrate death is my point.
Listen now, Xi Felix said a very good comment on August 17, 2018 at 5:18 p.m. He wrote, "What's this? I thought they organized these state funerals rather too quickly, even before they have agreed a number of dead. Victims' families shun state funeral. Perhaps they don't feel able to grieve appropriately." That's on Fecologist forums.
Yes.
Where the discussion between Xylophilex and Unreal unfolded.
Yeah, there's so many great comments. Yeah. People, you have to read the comments. And if you there's so many ways to read the comments. Of course, you can go to the blog. You can subscribe to comments on posts so you'll get it in your email box. You can read every single comment on fakeologist.com. By using an aggregate news reader, RS news reader, so every comment you will get and you won't miss any of them and you won't reread them. So you can do that too through the RSS reader. I use feedly.com for that, but there's so many others that you could use if you'd like. So in other words, there's so many ways to get the information that we have. You don't even have to ever go to the website. You can just suck it all through your RSS reader and get all the text. You don't have to look at the graphics or wait for slow loading or any of that. You can just get to the text, so it's fantastic. And I believe you can even get an RSS feed of Fakeopedia. So any change that's made.
That's true, there is one.
Yeah, and for instance, the last one I got was 9/11 WTC alleged tenant AON. A new category was created. That was the last thing that happened. So you can keep up. It's not as easy to see what's happening, but you can still just get the raw data, which is very fascinating. So there's so many ways to get the information and, of course, contribute. And yeah, as I said, Faye is hanging out at Fakeopedia. Xylophilex inhabits the comments section and the forums. And other people, like Unreal does too.
And Rachel is very active in the forum with the discussion about fakery, actors and disguise, or how is the right word for that? What the actors do when they change their appearance, mm-hmm. techniques, they are discussing techniques of theater. It's a very deep discussion about this methods and techniques.
Yeah, so there's so much here. And of course, let's not forget, and I don't think we're going to get through all these posts today, but let's not forget the audio chat. It's been very lively, and we'll thank Rolo, even though he's drunk half the time, which usually is aggravating to listen to. But
we love Rolo, even if he's drunk.
But he's even figured out a way that I didn't even think about. I'm not sure I can even stop, really, that he can drag the streamer bot into whatever room everyone's in and just start recording, which he has done.
Really?
And it's worked out quite well, actually, because a lot of discussions go offline in the Fakeologist Discord server, so they're not recorded. But if Rolo's around, beware that he might bring in StreamerBot, which will stream and record, and usually he's good enough to say he's doing it. So, of course, you can see him do it if you're paying attention to your computer screen, that the StreamerBot comes into the room and starts broadcasting and recording. But the last FAC485, I labeled it the Radio Rolo Drunk Cast. It's not that bad in terms of his belligerence, because it seemed that the tequila that he was drinking didn't really make him too aggravating, too loud. Although, I did get one funny clip out of him. Let's see if I save the damn thing. It's kind of funny. Oh yeah, here it is. Here it's. He was a little loud right here.
Bang! Bang! You nailed it!
But what did he say?
He said,
bang! Bang! You nailed it!
Yeah, he was just saying that Cody did a bumper for us and got it right quite quickly. Uh-huh. So that was the loudest he ever, that's the loudest he got. And that's actually a pretty good show, because we had Velocet, who wants to contribute to the site in his audio ways, because he's an audio producer from the radio. So he was doing a couple drops or just little clips, and he did some mashups of Rolo. It was actually very entertaining. And just to mention, we had Typo at the beginning. I cut most of that out because it was incoherent. We had Rolo, Yosarian, Corey from Memphis, Tom Delper came back, K-Ham tried to get in, but no, everyone left for the time. There was Rachel Napoleon and Silverbeam. That was a great audio. And it was 5 hours. So
5 hours. Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
I missed that.
It was really good.
I missed
that. I had to run it at a time and a half just to get through it. But it was really good. And I enjoyed it a lot, actually. Sometimes they're aggravating when he's on the sauce. But this one was good. So, and really... Oh, was Dave J in there too? I can't remember. Maybe Dave J came in. I probably forgot to mention him. Dave J was in there, I believe. Damn it, now I forget.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I will do so as soon as possible. I listened to the three R's, which I liked. I liked it also as a label. I would like it to continue in that setting. Three R's.
Yes. Rachel, Rolo, and
Ricky.
And Rick.
Rick Exoteric. Or Ricky. Is it the same person?
Exoteric 64 is Rick, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Let's just see if I can get to the... is Dave J in here?
Here he comes.
I can't
there, Rolo. Hello, Rolo.
Oh, that's K-Ham.
This is part of it.
K-Ham sounds a little bit like the computer or an Odyssey 2001. Play it again.
Doing
it's hard
stuff. Police, right? Protect.
It'd be hard to find because I just randomly skipped on it.
And they're not going to contradict.
Yeah. Everyone wants. Sure.
Dave J was on it. You see, normally I post it before I listen to the whole thing. So now I have to make a mention that Dave J was in there. And Dave J is a very controversial figure, but I found him very interesting to listen to. He's very intelligent. He's our age, so he's got some life experience. And also, he made some really interesting comment. Maybe you've ever heard of this. He was saying that every human being has an essence. And he said, when you're a cook, maybe you know this, maybe you cook or a baker, just the oils from your fingertips can get into, say, whatever you're baking, the dough. So that's your essence. And that's where he was talking about how that can affect the taste. And it seems hard to believe in some ways, but in other ways, it does make sense, you know, how they say that mother's cooking is the best, hand cooking, that kind of thing. So he's saying it's because it has your essence in it. He gets very esoteric like that, but it's sometimes really interesting to listen to.
I believe that, actually.
Yeah.
You said right now, yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't
good.
Know if it is esoteric. I don't like the word esoteric, actually, but I believe that there is more than matter. That's all, you know. If you are cooking, you are not cooking only matter. You are cooking also with your, the whole procedure is a living experience. So there is more than the material. That's what it says, actually. And I believe it is like that, yeah.
All right. Now, I want to thank the latest donors as well. We've had a few donors recently because I put a call out. Now, one thing that I'll mention that I thought was pretty... It could be deceptive, is Jay Dyer. I haven't had him on the broadcast. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure he's a great fit to talk to, but maybe one day we'll have him by. But he said his WordPress channel was deleted or suspended. I don't know what the status of that is. So he went on YouTube Live. So his YouTube channel wasn't deleted, but his blog was, or suspended or blocked. He went on there almost crying, and I watched the whole thing because I actually was sitting at my computer. I just put it on the background. And I had a little window in one of my screens. And he was almost crying. And he said he was almost crying. And he was doing basically a money bomb or just almost like a donor drive saying, oh, just send me money and it'll be all better. And people were, he said, sending him $20, $50, $100. I'm not quite sure how that works with Google. Or maybe they were just saying they were doing it through PayPal. But he raised a ton of money in that 1.5 hour audio video on YouTube, which I thought, okay, well, I'm not planning on doing that. I'm not going to shut down my thing and then say, listen, send me money and help me out here and get me back on. I think that the Fakeologist site is pretty diversified all over the place and backed up sufficiently that I'm not saying we're not, we can do anything about being knocked off, but I'm just saying we're probably a little more resilient and we won't pull, if that was a trick he was pulling, where he somehow provoked or orchestrated being knocked off WordPress just to raise money. You know, of course, we have to be suspicious and we have to be fairly, what's the proper word? We just have to be skeptical of these things because that's ultimately what this blog is all about, being super skeptical of the media and the alternative media is included in the media.
But you know something? I'm thinking that to shut down your own, if it's like that, to shut down your own internet presence as a medium high profile researcher or whatever, philosopher, analyst, as Jay Dyer is, that's also a method to change the level. So if you want to go to a higher level or if you want to go to a lower level,
yes.
For example, if you want to disappear, you just shut down your stuff and you say, okay, I am off the grid, as, for example, Hoaxbusters person 2 or 1
that's
did.
That's true.
And then you can change the level. Something else happens with the name or whatever. And maybe this is what happened with Jay Dyer, because I don't think that Jay Dyer, who has appeared at RT and who is a well-known, connected, networked personality in the British and American analyst scene, that he now disappears suddenly or is shut down by some evil forces or something. I don't believe that. I just believe he's changing his level. And he will reappear.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea. And I didn't really know he was on RT either. I'll have to look that up one day. But actually, the reason I got talking about this is I want to thank our latest donors, because you can donate if you aren't a big contributor to some of the website material, like Faye is on Fakeopedia and the commenters. So if you just are a lurker but you want to just say thanks. You certainly can. We'll certainly take your small donation. And the latest people to do that were Spiro, Rachel, Matthew R., I think Dante, and Maddie. I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm not sure if people's real names, I'm not sure who they are as a pseudonym, so I just put their initial because I'm not sure who's who sometimes if you don't let me know who your username is. So I just put both if I haven't made the equation. But thank you so much for those donors, and I'll pay a quick bumper on that. This is the one you hear, of course, in the audio chat every hour. And it does work. If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. All right, yeah. So we have a few more minutes. We're at the 39-minute mark. I wanted to keep this to about 55, only because I have a lot to do, and it's nice out. I want to hit the beach. And you have something you want to bring up real quick?
I was not thinking I want to hit the beach. That's something like a Greek expression. They say the same thing. To hit something means to, it's
go to? Go to the beach?
No, not only go to enjoy the object that you are talking about. I'm going to hit this movie, or I'm going to hit this food.
Well, we probably got it
something.
From you guys because you came first.
I don't know if they came first. I'm not sure about that.
Well,
yes, I was thinking, we have another topic that I was...
Well, I want to bring up, and I'm going to... I want to bring up Brian Stavely, Dose of Reality, because he's been reposting all his old stuff on YouTube because his YouTube's got shut down and started up. And it is a pain in the rear end to keep uploading your stuff to your web channels. But that when he started doing that, I realized I hadn't listened to his old stuff. So I've posted the ones that I really like. I know he's into a lot of other things like Mandela, which I don't follow too much, and Flat Earth, which, okay, I got my fill back in the day. I'm not really looking at that at the moment. But he did a lot of 9/11 stuff, and he did a lot of 9/11 stuff before I even showed up on the scene in 2012. He was doing it in 2011. And I listened to some really good shows where he is totally in tune with the Fakeologist point of view. And, of course, he's been on this show.
Okay. And does he know someone who was in the towers?
I don't remember what he said on that.
I'm a little bit suspicious about Brian Stavely. I will be very honest and say that very openly.
So is Clues for him. They thought he was a sim. But he does a video broadcast now, so he is, if he's a sim, he's a damn good one. So he's live in the flesh, and he actually interviewed me, and I posted it at one of the last Fakeologist audio chats.
Yes, that was cool, yeah.
Yeah, so my point is, if I had listened to his show before I even heard, or before I started, I might not have done a show, honestly, because I figured he's pretty much figured the whole damn thing out. And he was totally in tune, and all these years later, nothing much has changed on his point of view on that, so...
Okay. He was the inspiration for you?
Not really. I didn't hear him first. I did not hear him first. But after a little bit, maybe in 2012, as part of my research, I did hear him, and we did talk about how to set up some of the audio software and whatnot, because I wanted to not use... I didn't want to use the... what do you call it? That TalkShoe. Yeah, because the quality was horrible. It still is it's awful. And so he gave me some tips, and I talked to him. But I did not listen to his shows from the past. I was listening to his current shows in 2012, but I had not reached back. So that, therefore, what I'm saying is he's right on the money. He really understands and talks our lingo, I think. And he was fantastic. So I'm thinking, I've posted them on FakeTube, and I've highlighted them here. I think I'm going to even repurpose them and just rebroadcast them in the Fakeologist radio show stream. because I'm going to fix a couple of them up. I just take some of the silent bits out. I'm going to put them back into mono because he's in one side of the head. He's in stereo and it doesn't work very well. So I'm going to do a little fixing up and just make a quick comment at the beginning. And I'm going to put them into the Fakeologist podcast stream so others can just download and listen to them if they don't want to sit and rip it from YouTube. That's how impressive I think they are. They're really good. And James Sloan, his buddy, who never has good audio, he still covers some interesting material, including some of the phone calls from the people in the towers and in the planes.
Simulated phone calls?
Well, yes. Yes. The simulated phone calls. And they're actually pretty interesting. If you haven't listened to them, it's pretty clear. It's really bad acting. And it's so blatant to a Fakeologist. It's hilarious actually to listen to them. So,
but what is the main thesis of Brian Staveley and James Sloan? Is it inside job or is it,
total media fakery? Yeah. There's
PSYOP. Okay.
I can't think of anything they really disagree with us. They go all the way right away. And this is in 2011. So he was ahead of the curve as far as I'm concerned. He might have been the only one talking like we do, even to this day.
Yeah.
So
that's really interesting,
yeah.
I should talk to him once.
Absolutely. You should bring him into the audio chat. He is on the audio chat, Fakeologist audio chat server, so definitely. Yeah. You should definitely. I'd love that.
At least if it is about to take out of the room or off the table or what's the right expression, this suspicion that is around this personality since the story at Clues Forum where there were arisen grave suspicions about his photographs that were absolutely clearly photoshopped.
Yeah.
And now he's presenting himself in this form on Google Hangouts or what it is. It would be interesting to talk to him in order to feel better, you know, about
you
this
should.
Whole thing and to trust what he's saying. Yeah.
I really enjoyed his partner who has since died, Justin. What's his name?
Cook.
Justin Cook. He was a really interesting person. Just some of the photographic evidence of him. He didn't look too healthy at the time, so not really a huge surprise that he died. But I liked listening to him a lot. So that's a loss for the Fakeologist type audio world. But I just wanted to bring that up, and I think I'm almost done re-listening. I've listened to this a couple times before back in the day. The interview he had with Simon Shack. Oh, yeah, I finished listening to that. That was another good one. And I'm putting that on, if I haven't already done that. I can't remember. I put so much stuff on the last couple of days. So you should listen to all of that. Yeah, I did put that on. You should listen to that. I have that on FakeTube, and I have that on YouTube.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Staveley. As always, I'm here joined by Justin Cook. And we have a special guest today, the creator of the September Clues movies, some of the other videos you've seen out there, maybe the Vixen investigation, the 9/11 actors. Simon, what are some of your other videos that you have?
Hi, everybody.
Sometimes he just starts right into the interview. He doesn't really introduce. So he's as unpolished as I am, but he's done a lot more audio interviews than I have. He's been on Fetzer with Fetzer. So, and other people. So I don't know. It's just,
that is one element that makes me maximal suspicious.
Oh, does it?
Because, you know, he's a absolutely newcomer in 2010, I believe.
Yeah. 10 or 11. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. 10, I think it
10?
Is.
Okay.
Maybe even 9, I'm not sure anymore. And he gets an interview on Jim Fetzer. I mean, that's very suspicious because Jim Fetzer is the platform that promotes the newcomers into the alternative controlled opposition scene. It lends them credibility in the controlled opposition area. And that makes him very suspicious in my eyes.
Yeah, actually, Napoleon is leaving some messages in the Discord audio live stream chat. So you can take a look at what we're talking about. He's listening live as well. So yeah, I just think it's worth listening to. It's real good. I listen to it, and it's, if you're new to the scene, you should definitely listen to it. It's well worth it, and highly recommended. I posted at least 4 different audios. He's putting a lot of stuff online on his YouTube channel. So, and it and he hasn't been taken down yet, so that's sort of why I went over there and am just putting a couple teasers on YouTube as well. I don't really want to put too much effort into it because I just don't want it to come down again. So that's why I devised my backup idea with the YouTube links on fakeologist.com to my YouTube channel 1 and YouTube channel 2. So if they go down, then they'll just be the same old link, but it'll just go to a fresh page, a fresh start. So let's see how that works. And actually, I was going to mention, I'm going to do something on Fakepedia. I'll promote you on YouTube as well and see if we can get anywhere with that kind of promotion. Now, I see I only have 19 views and 3 thumbs up. That's it. So not working too well. Let's see if I'm suppressed. But I also use the hashtags HRDPAR and NDNGH. So if you can put hashtags now, it looks like, on YouTube.
It's apropos HRDPAR, that's I think an important info for all of you, because I base my Fakepedia structure on what I understand of the work of and research of fakeologists and clueists, and I have created a whole new structure for the categorization of the psyops, and we have there now special fakeological types.
Okay.
And these types are HRDPAR, NDNGH, VEPAR, that's a virtual event portrayed as real, MCP, medical celebrity person, DCP, death of celebrity person, and CD, controlled demolition psyops.
Okay.
These are the types that are special fakeological types. The others are normal interpretational. For example, they characterize the patterns of psyops, etc. That's well known, the rest.
You are busy
just
over there.
Just as an aside. Yes.
You are busy over there. Well, I got to start looking at that again. That's really fantastic. Excellent work. We only have about 4 minutes left, so I think I've, you know, it's good to limit yourself to 55 minutes, because I think sometimes we can just go around in circles or get long in the tooth and people only want to listen to about an hour. But I'm thinking of maybe doing again, as we try and do every year, don't always succeed, doing a 9/11 show in and around 9/11. It's only a few weeks away. That's why the planes are crashing and bridges are falling, because it's just to remind you of that big worldwide day of death worship, which the people that rule over us love to enact. So that's why these things are occurring now. You know, if you look in the Save Chat as well, savechat.fakeologist.com, we have some links maybe to planes flying into houses and just ridiculous stories that are most likely just fictitious or staged or a combination of all those things. So maybe we could do some kind of 9/11 drop-in again. I don't remember what day 9/11 is this year. It looks like it is, ooh, it's the Tuesday. It's lines up perfectly with 2001.
It's the same as then, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So we might have to do it on 9/9, because 9/11 is a work day for many people, just like in 2001. So maybe on 9/9 we can do something, have a get-together. A get-together and a...
It should be a big get-together with the old guys, maybe. I would really appreciate it if the guys that were on fakeologist.com in the beginnings, Rollo and Delcroix and all those that I never hear so much today, that they come together and talk about it, how it works.
Well, this is what we'll do. We'll try and do a Skype thing or a Discord thing. Or by then, I'm going to have merged my audio with Skype and Discord. So what we'll do is I'll try and get that ready for 9/9. I'll give that a goal. So if you're listening now and you want to participate, get a Discord account, get a Skype account, and we'll do something on 9/9 and get together. We'll just tell some 9/11 stories. Faye will have the latest on 9/11 on Fakepedia, and we can have a real round table. Maybe make it a couple hours. I think 2 hours should be enough. And everyone will just get a word in edgewise, and we'll just talk about the reason for this blog. 9/11, nothing else matters. It really does not matter all these years later.
You got that song for a closing?
What's that?
Nothing Else Matters?
Who sings that?
Isn't that Metallica? I don't nothing know. Else I don't matters? Know the band.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I hate Metallica, but this is Nothing Else Matters, I guess. As usual, probably has a huge, long intro. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I wish I could. Oh, right. Now it's... Okay, now I remember. That's kind of a slow thing. Is that
it? It's a slow Metallica.
All right, let's skip forward. Yeah, I'm not a huge Metallica fan, but you just...
This song is good.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not a huge Metallica fan, but I'll play it. Nothing else matters. Yeah, okay. Well, very good. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, you just made me do Spotify, which is great. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's the what.
It actually works. So we're going to end it now. Just hang on the line. We'll talk after.
Have a good time.
All right.